The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Oh, and here we go. Oh, that is loud. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we do stuff. Or are we stuff?
We both. Are. Both. I'll claim it.
Everybody is just a bunch of stuff.
That's right.
That's true. So we are stuff, and we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning for your listening pleasure, we hope. And we are WTBR 89.7 FM, and we have a sister station in Lee.
WSBR. And that's 88.1
in Lee, Massachusetts.
In Lee, Massachusetts.
And I have something to say. It's our email address.
stuffingforus@gmail.com. And we have a disclaimer.
The views and opinions of this program do not represent WTBR-FM or WSBR, and it's management, producers, or sponsors. It only occurs for the hosts, you know, the two blonde babes and the callers and listeners, and that's all I gotta say.
What were you drinking? Tell me, come on, Tim. You can confess. There's just me and you here. What were you on? Babes? Babes?
Well, we are babes.
We are babes.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, we are babes. So, we'll just say that I think that we've had, I don't know, some people said 12, some said 17, somebody else said 23. Weekends of rain.
Whoa.
Recently. It is just.
Spring doesn't want to stop.
It's just. So right now, it's June 2025, and every weekend has been a washout.
Yep.
Everything we plan to do outside on the weekends.
This coming weekend included.
That's correct. I see that coming. And it's June.
But I have the sweetest next-door neighbor. He came over and mowed the whole front of my yard.
What?
I don't know how to start the lawnmower and whether it takes ammunition or not. And I don't know how to use it. So I have not been cutting my grass. And he and his wife and daughter came over and did my whole front yard.
Wow, that's so nice.
It was
Did you
beautiful.
Ask them to help you learn how to start the lawnmower?
No.
Okay.
I should.
Is it a gas lawnmower?
I don't know. See, I'm a blonde babe. I don't know those things.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It was so sweet. So I'm going to get him a bouquet of flowers.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
So gas lawnmowers, you have to put gas in.
Uh-huh.
And electric, you'd know because it would have a plug.
Right.
And a charger one, you'd have chargers.
Now you see why I have so many problems.
Oh, my goodness. How's your back lawn?
The forest, you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
I need somebody to come in with brush stuff.
A brush hog.
Big stuff. Yeah.
Big weed whackers and brush hogs.
Yeah.
Hire somebody. Just hire somebody and get it done.
Give me the money and I will.
Give him a bouquet of flowers. Not just a weed whacker, huh?
Not, no.
It's got to be the big stuff. I don't have a big stuff. I have a weed whacker. I would have come to weed whack.
Well, I have a fence I got to take down, too.
Oh.
With concrete.
You're going to have to hire somebody.
Yeah.
You can't take that down by yourself.
No. Oh, I can take it down, but I wouldn't be able to move it.
Is there anybody out there listening who maybe does these kinds of jobs that's affordable?
Cheap. Cheap.
To do?
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Because we have a dilemma. We have a dilemma. You can email us at stuffingforus@gmail.com. I took your job.
You did, but that's okay.
Yeah, Bev needs some help. So, you can also make a phone call if you want to help out Bev.
Oh, I thought you were telling me I could make a phone call.
No, I'm telling the people.
Oh.
You can make a phone call if you can help Bev out with her weed whacking and her brush hogging.
Where would they call?
My number.
Oh, don't give out your number. Don't do that.
How about the station? Do we have this happen every single time we would like to share the station? Well, why don't you, we'll go forward. I'll get the number.
Okay. I have true or false.
Okay.
And I only have one true and one false, so.
Okay.
Should be easy.
Okay.
Galapagos tortoises can go up to a year without water or food. And grilled cheese is the second most popular sandwich in the United States.
Ah, okay. This is going to be tricky, I think. All right, so there we have it. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. I just wanted to do a shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We love your emails. We can't name all of you because there's so many, but we thank you for your ideas and your suggestions, and we try to look up things that you ask us to look up.
Uh-huh.
And today we have a quote of the day. And the quote of the day today is, never follow someone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path, then by all means, follow that path. And you know who said that?
No.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
All righty.
I have a bunch of hobbies that mostly people with high IQs use, but I noticed that I think most of us fit into this. So that's why I've got those.
All right.
What did you bring?
I'm looking up the phone number. I brought some life hacks that we're going to share.
Okay.
And
Teach me.
I was going to teach you, and I'm going to tell you that the phone number isn't on the website. Why isn't there a phone number here?
Oh, it has to be.
So we have this awesome website. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're listening. And I am looking for our phone number.
It's a 413 number.
And yes, it is. And it's coming. Oh, look at those handsome men right there. Phone number 413-445-4234 is the number.
No, wait a minute. Where's the pen and pencil?
If you would like to...
Go ahead and write it down.
If you'd like to call the station, if you have ideas to help Bev out and with her predicament, with her lawn.
Or with the show.
You can call 413-445-4258.
Okay.
413-445-4258. If you forget that number, just call and we'll tell you what it was. Okay, here's some life hacks. Check out these 30 small things that you should do every day to make your life better.
Okay.
This is a website called lifehack.org. And it says, which we most of us do in the morning, is drink a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
Yeah.
The caffeine will help give you a much-needed boost.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. Caffeine does not give me a boost. Does it give you a boost?
It calms me down.
So you feel it?
Yeah.
Does anyone else out there not feel anything from coffee? I would like to know.
I can drink a cup of coffee at midnight and still sleep.
Yeah. Well, I think that I did that one time. I did drink coffee late, and I had a hard time sleeping. So that's interesting that you slept.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's an interesting fact, because it is true. All right.
Learning unusual skills or having intense interests. Do you have interests or skills that most people you know have never heard of, or have you become an expert in an unusual subject? Intelligent people are intensely curious and therefore likely to immerse themselves in subjects and hobbies beyond commonplace pursuits. So you're not going to sit there and crochet or knit. You're going to look into what makes ants run.
Like it. I would rather find out about the ants. Yeah, I'm not a knitter or a crocheter. I failed at it. Tried.
See, you've already gone above the level.
Mm-hmm. I failed big time. Speaking of failing, do your bananas ever get brown?
A lot.
So what I did was, we talked about bananas, and I think when Mary Hood was here, we talked about eggs.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mary, we loved having you on our show. Great.
You're crazy
in a good way. So I had talked about a banana hat. So I brought my brown banana in today, just to show Bev this banana hat. And this is it's a plastic cover that looks like a giant, the part of the balloon that you blow up. That little piece. It looks like a big
balloon.
A big one of those. And then you put it over the stems, and it comes in the size small and large. And you put it over the stems. And then over the little balloon thing or the plastic cover, mine has a little winter watermelon knitted hat.
It is
with
so
a
cute.
Pom-pom on the top. So your bananas, it's a great gag gift or a great stocking stuffer.
Don't tell me pink and green don't go together.
Pink and green, it's watermelon. Yes, nature.
Looks good.
Pink and green. So I wish you all could see this, but it's adorable. And it's a banana hat. You can Google
it. And does it work?
I don't think so. But I can tell you, there's a bunch of different hats you could choose from. It looks kind of cute on your counter.
Right. Cute seems to be
kinda,
in.
I love cute. Cute, cute, cute. All right.
What else you got?
Wake up earlier. Set your alarm to go off a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes.
I already get up at 6.
Earlier, before you normally get up, this extra 15 minutes will help make your morning less stressful. And you'll be able to have a more organized and productive day.
Do you know what I'll do with those 15 minutes? Hold my hand over the button so that when it goes off, I can hit it.
The snooze or the off?
It would go.
I would, I'm not a jump out of bed in the morning person.
I have to sit there for a minute.
Yeah. Well, I have to sit there for several minutes. Yeah.
They say get up,
yes.
Hang your legs over the bed, twist your ankles,
yes.
Circle your ankles, and move your legs enough, and then try to stand up. Don't go too fast.
Don't go too fast. Not at our age. We don't want to jump up. Nope. Lots of different things could happen.
I have a nice big fluffy chair right in front of the bed so that when I get up, I can grab onto that.
Okay. And if you go down, you go in the chair.
Yep.
I told you before, my dad had his house all set up like that.
It's smart.
So that if he starts to wobble, he had something to grab.
Yeah.
And one time I tried to rearrange the furniture in his living room, and I'll tell you something. Mm-mm. And now I understand what he was doing that for.
Yes, and we used to laugh at the commercial where the woman fell on the floor and couldn't get up. It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore. No, it's not funny. When I go downstairs to do the laundry, I bring my phone with me. Just in case.
Help, I fall.
Just in case I fall
up.
Or just in case anything. Yeah. I bring my phone. And then you start to think, do I need one of those bracelets? Or those neck necklaces? Emergency things?
Yes.
No. 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 Not ready for that.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
If you have a high IQ, you usually have conversations with yourself. Do you ever talk to yourself?
All the time.
You might have felt awkward or weird at times when you discovered that you've been talking to yourself, but don't. These conversations allow people the opportunity to sound out ideas, allowing for greater focus and clarity. After all, who's better equipped to understand where you're coming from than you? So if you talk to yourself or yell at yourself and stuff, don't worry about it. I think that's an important part of being a person.
I do, too. It's in my car. I do it mostly in my car.
Oh, I do it in the house.
You do it in the house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have a sample?
What am I doing?
Yeah. We have a lot of that lately. I'll say, just this morning, I went in the bedroom and the bed was made. And I'm really particular about how the bed gets made.
Uh-oh.
And I looked at it and it looked like I made it.
Oh.
And I said to Mark, did I make the bed? And he said, I don't know. Did you? He was... Yeah, he was fine. I said, I don't think I made the bed, but it looks exactly like the way I make the bed. And if I didn't make the bed, you made the bed, and the bed looks awesome. And he said, I don't know. Do you think you made the bed? I hope I didn't make the bed and not remember that I made the bed.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah, so really, I think he made the bed. Oh, I know he made the bed. I know I didn't make the bed. Oh, my goodness, and it was perfect.
So she's having a conversation here with me, but I can see it going through her head all by herself.
I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
Clean out your email.
I had to clean out Greg's.
Did you?
14,000 of them.
You didn't look at all of them, did you?
No.
You just cleaned them out.
I just cleaned out up to the couple of weeks beforehand.
How long did it take you to clean them out?
About a week.
Was it a lot of junk?
Oh, yeah.
So you could take a whole bunch and just delete.
Right.
Delete. But you left the ones
that
more
were
recent.
More recent, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, because they're not going to be read.
Well, it's something to do. I wait. I will do that. I will just wipe them all out. I won't even look. After a certain time, I realized that, look, if I haven't gotten in touch with those, oh my gosh, unless it's work, I do have to look.
That
hopefully
would be, that
didn't
would
miss
be,
any.
Yeah,
hopefully didn't miss any that were work related, which I usually don't. I never do. I never miss the work ones. But,
and if she has, now
oh,
you
I'm
know
sorry.
Why.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I get so much junk.
It is unbelievable the junk that you get sent.
And then when you go to the website of the junk and you click unsubscribe or you go to the bottom of the email and you click unsubscribe,
that?
I start getting more and more of other
they
stuff.
They love that.
Oh my gosh.
No, you just say go to spam.
Just, I know. I have actually asked Mark to make me a new email address.
Yeah.
But that's hard for work.
That's an easy thing to do.
But I have all my websites out there on everything.
Oh.
You know, business cards, and I guess I could. I guess I could if I really, really wanted to. But Lynn at Lynn Moves You sounds cool because you're a realtor.
See?
You move people.
See, she's doing it. She's doing it. She's giving you all the info.
I gave a plug. All righty then.
If you are a high IQ person, you probably don't have a neat and tidy room. Truly brilliant people often live in what's affectionately known as organized chaos. Their belongings may seem to be strewn around in haphazard, untidy piles, but if you ask them to find an item in the mess, they'll know exactly where it is. I'm a little below that because I live in that chaos and I don't know where anything is. It takes me a long time to find it. So maybe I'm medium high.
I wonder. Yeah. There's got to be a category for that. I'm probably not anywhere close to brilliant then. I have got to have things in its place, just like a supermarket.
Sorry. What was that saying? There was a saying about a cluttered desk means a cluttered mind, but then there's another one that says, no, if your desk is cluttered, you're smarter.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? Mark has all these tools in the garage, and yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. A lot of it doesn't make sense to me. But if I ask him if he has something, 9 times out of 10, he knows where to look. He knows where it is, and he finds it.
Mark, you're brilliant.
Yeah, you're brilliant. All right. Hey, here's a thing that you should do every day.
What?
Make a friend smile.
If you have one.
Send them a funny video online, or you can text them to see how they're doing. Making someone else's day is a surefire way to guarantee your day is great, too.
I like to make strangers smile.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. When they walk toward you, you just happen to glance up at them, and they smile back.
And you may see someone coming or someone in the market or that doesn't have any face. Well, no.
Oh, this is interesting.
You know, looks like they're not having a good day or they look mean.
Oh, okay.
But it is true. Once you look up and say hi or hello, their face just brightens right up.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. it does. Mm-hmm.
I love the little online. I like the little, those little memes that you can pick that are 3 seconds long, a little animated.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. Those are cute.
Waking with ideas in the middle of the night.
Oh,
do you do that?
I have.
If you sleep with a notepad within easy reach because you wake with great ideas before dawn, that's a solid sign of a high IQ. Whether you're inspired by a dream or your brain is relaxed enough to let ideas percolate, you likely get eureka moments around 3 a.m.
Really? 3 a.m. I have had that happen a lot. No, it's true. I think you just relax.
Her head is getting bigger and
is
bigger.
It? That's my hair. The other night I was sick, and Mark said it was about midnight. He was in the living room and I was in bed. And I called him, and he thought that I was calling him because I was sicker. And I'm like, Mark, Mark, Mark. And he came into the bedroom. He said, what? What's wrong? What's wrong? I said, you know what we have to do? We have to open the boxes with the part of the shower that's going to go in where we're going to put our shampoo and stuff, because we have to pick which one we want, because if I don't send it back on time to Amazon, then I might not be able to get a refund because time's going by. He said, what? What? I said, yeah, we have to look at those boxes. He says, all right. All right. We'll look at the boxes. Not now, because I think I might have even said I wanted to do it right then. Maybe, but anyway.
Boy, how sick do you have
anybody,
to be?
You know what? Hug someone who's close to you. Give hugs. Hug, hug, hug. From your child to your spouse to your sister to having a good old hug will improve your mood and your mental state. It's a great way to keep your relationships healthy and happy.
Just remember, she said to someone you love, not maybe somebody that just walked down the street.
I know. It's a little bit scary.
Yeah. Make sure you know the person.
Did I ever tell you the story of the beach towels?
No.
My sisters and I were vacationing in Florida, and we hung our beach towels on the railing outside of our room on the beach. And when we woke up, and they were beautiful, we got them at Costco.
Uh-huh. They only smell beautiful, Mom. Yes, they don't.
And they were big, big.
Okay.
We woke up the next morning, and they were gone. So we walked around, we looked around, we went to the desk. They said, oh, you know what? Sometimes people on the beach who are on the beach at night will come in, and if anything's hanging or outside, they'll steal it. So we went, two beach towels. So chalked it up, and we began to walk down the street to the shopping area where we go. And we look in the distance on the sidewalk, and we see these orange colors, these two people with these orange, bright orange. And the closer they got, we realized that these were two guys that looked homeless carrying our towels rolled up.
What did you do?
I went over and I said, where did you get those towels? And he said, well, we just bought them down at the store. I said, no, you didn't. You stole those from this hotel, and those are our towels. Now, my sisters are watching, And I said, I can't believe that you stole those towels. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
You didn't.
Or I said something. Oh, I said, they have cameras there, you know. And you're on camera. And they have a camera that took pictures of you taking those towels. So they gave them to me. So now I'm carrying these two towels. And I said to one of my sisters, here, carry one. She went, uh-uh. Nope. I said, why not? I said, there are towels. Nope. Uh-uh. Uh-uh.
Ooh.
And it dawned on me when they said to me, you don't know where those have been all night. And I said, well, I'm not losing my towels. I like these towels. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I found a store and I got some plastic bags and I put the towels in there and we brought them back and I think I washed them and yeah, but they wouldn't touch them.
That is a story. That's a story.
That
says a lot about Lynn.
Well, you know, I really like the towels.
You must have been very positive they were yours, because if they weren't and you went over there.
Well, I'll tell you, when I thought about it, one of them did have the towel under his arm. It rolled up, and I realized that, oh, gosh. All righty. So that's my story.
And she's sticking to it. Oh, boy. Being lost in your thoughts. Now, I think everybody can match with this. Did you get into trouble in school for being a daydreamer and not paying attention? Conditions like ADHD aside, getting lost in thoughts is a hallmark of a high IQ. Fiercely intelligent people think deeply and go down rabbit holes of creative, analytical thought. As such, you're not dreaming, you're contemplating.
Do you do that?
Oh, I always got yelled at for that.
Me too. But I'm not brilliant.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty average. I'm happy with it, but I do wander.
Have you ever done a test?
No.
Oh.
You mean an IQ test?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No. I try really hard in my life to avoid embarrassment.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I go off all the time, and I did all the time in school. All the time. Terrible. Maybe I have ADHD.
But that's creative, I think.
Well, or is it ADHD? We didn't know how to
no, you do not
diagnose
have ADHD.
After
I went through the thing the other...
You did.
You don't.
Okay. All right. Well, that feels good. I think. I wouldn't mind.
She's more of a Valley girl than an ADHD.
Do they still have those? It's like something you buy in a store. Oh, like, are you going to wear that dress? Oh, I love that dress.
Like that one's the best.
Oh, like you're going to have your nails done too?
See? Told you.
Hey, take a walk.
What?
Take a walk. Being outside raises your mood and can calm you down if you're feeling stressed or worried. Sometimes you have to take more than one.
I honestly believe that one.
Where do you take a walk if you want to take a walk on your road?
There's a loop. It goes, I walk on Route 9 and then around the fairgrounds and around. It's a loop.
Do you walk it?
I do, occasionally.
Oh, that's good. You can take your cats. You can take a cat on a leash.
Not my cats.
No, they wouldn't like that.
No.
Okay.
I'd probably hang them.
They wouldn't cooperate.
No.
Okay. You can go by yourself.
Take the dog with me.
The dog. The dog's a better choice.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Look through old photographs.
I'll cry.
Me too. Yeah. It says... reliving old memories will put a smile on your face and you'll feel grateful for the wonderful
people. Even through the tears.
Even through the tears. And looking at those photographs and saying, I wore that. I really wore that. Patty and I were talking about bikinis and hip huggers back in the day and the halter tops, which were really risque. Thought, wow.
And in some cases still are.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. All right. Look through the photographs and see yourself and say, what? Big hair. Remember big hair?
Oh, I tried. I tried. I just don't have enough of it. What?
Remember, we talked this morning about matching everything.
Yes,
matching your shoes
yes,
to your
yes.
earrings to your bracelet, your lipstick.
Everything.
Match it all. Match everything. We don't do that anymore.
No.
No. It's too hard. It's too hard. Just get one color and stick with it.
It's actually a little creepy.
Mm.
Anyway, remembering obscure and ridiculous facts, says your high intelligence. It's associated with an almost encyclopedic knowledge about various subjects, especially when someone has a niche interest. You likely remember all kinds of fascinating, weird, or unusual facts about topics that you're passionate about, whether it's odd historical tidbits, cool scientific discoveries, amusing quotations, or movie-related morsels. That's you all over.
Uh-huh. Speaking of movie, we did go see the new Mission Impossible.
I wasn't, but okay.
He's that movie is almost 3 hours long.
It's boring.
It's not my kind of movie, but it was full of action. And it had some weird blood things that I had to close my eyes, like cutting off a hand. And I don't want to watch that. But it had a lot of action.
I said obscure and ridiculous, not gory.
It was long. It was very long. You can have another one? I like these.
Overthinking and procrastinating.
Oh, gosh.
Having a high IQ often makes people overthink the subjects at hand, and they get caught up in minutiae about all the possibilities that lie between them. This leads them to procrastinate, because choosing one course of action means not choosing all the others, and that can be paralyzing.
Mm-hmm. You have to pick one.
Yep.
You have to just decide.
It's not that you don't make good decisions. It's just you've got too many decisions to make.
And you want to make sure it's the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But really,
mm-hmm.
all of them could be the right one in different ways.
Yeah, but you can't try them all.
You can't. But whichever one you pick could still be right.
Or
right?
Wrong.
Or
it
wrong.
Could be right. It could be right.
It could be right.
See, we're doing it now. We're overthinking
this. We are!
This. Way overthinking.
Hey, write three things down every day that you're thankful for.
I've got shoes.
Okay.
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
I've got a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
So with your true or false, do you think peanut butter and mayonnaise might be one of the most popular sandwiches out there?
Oh, by the action of people I tell, no.
Yeah, so really, three things you're thankful for, really.
Seriously.
Those were the three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, okay. One of the things that I have about the high income, yeah, right, I wish, the high IQ is adventurous eating habits.
Oh.
Those who have a high IQ often enjoy trying out different foods, especially if they have intense or unusual flavors. High intellect has been linked to a preference for salty, spicy, and umami, which I have no idea what that means, flavors. And people with higher cognitive function also enjoy strong, bitter tastes like coffee and dark chocolate.
What if you're a mix of that? I'm a mix.
Yeah, because I don't like dark coffee and
dark chocolate.
No.
And I like dark coffee and dark chocolate.
That's you.
Umami, unami, what was it?
Umami.
That's it's a sauce, right? Isn't that a sauce? Isn't that an
no
Asian?
No idea.
It's an Asian, and I think I like it.
Umami.
Umani.
M. They're all M's.
Umami.
Mm-hmm.
Umami. It's a strong, meaty taste imparted by glutamate and certain other amino acids, often considered to be one of the basic taste sensations along with sweet, sour, bitter, and salty. It's Japanese. It's savory. It's delicious. And that's the definition of umami.
Well, now I know why I wouldn't like it. You said it was meat?
It says, no. It's a strong, meaty taste.
Yeah.
So you don't like trying different things.
Oh, I do.
But you just don't like them all.
Right.
Well, that's okay. At least you try them.
Poblano peppers, I actually like.
Are they very, very hot?
They're not as hot as what are the poppy things? What's the first thing you think of when you think of hot peppers?
Hot peppers.
Oh, we're good. Sorry, folks. I've lost it.
The jalapenos.
Yes, yes. They're not as bad as jalapeno.
Oh.
So they're mild.
They're a little more mild.
Yeah, I like those.
I like the pepperoncinis, the banana peppers, because they're not hot at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I was told they're very hot.
No. Well, when I eat them, I don't eat the seeds. I don't know if the seeds are hot.
Ah.
They're really good on a salad. I like those. Okay. I like those, yes. All right. Have a meaningful conversation.
With yourself.
No, with somebody. After a day of work and chores and things you do, it's important to feel like your day was important and meaningful. And one of the easiest ways to do this is to sit down with someone interesting and chew the fat.
And
we
we'll
are
be
going
back.
To chew the fat and be back.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay.
And there we go, and we are back. And that was our friend Matt doing that
now
ad.
Now in North Adams.
He's in North Adams. I saw him at the Pizza.
Yeah.
And he's doing great. He's a great guy. Miss him. But he's doing real well.
Good.
And this is the second half of our show, and I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. Get up early. Oh, like we just said, get up 15 minutes early. Get yourself a bagel and some coffee.
Right, sure.
Oh, bagel, toasted bagel with butter and cream cheese. Mm-hmm. And join us. You can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we will give you our phone number.
We won't.
No, we won't because I wrote 413-445-4258. If you know someone or you would like to
be helpful.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If you have all something right. to tell us, you know, you don't want to email us, tell us.
You can tell us. Yeah. Yes.
True or false? Galapagos tortoises can go up to a year without water or food. Grilled cheese is the second most popular sandwich in the United States.
That's going to be a fun one because your favorite sandwich is peanut butter and mayo, right?
Right.
My favorite sandwich to cook at home would be a grilled cheese or grilled ham and cheese. Mm. which I really like. But peanut butter and jelly is,
nah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right up there. And I'm wondering if egg salad is up there.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah, that's pretty
popular.
I'm
getting hungry.
I am too. I didn't have breakfast, did you?
No.
All right, you want to know some funny things you can do in public to make people laugh?
Yeah.
All right, you can pretend to be a news reporter and you can interview people on the street about made-up stories.
Do you have a microphone?
Yes, I do.
You'd have to do that and have it connected to a little box that looks like it's got something in it.
Yes, exactly. You want to do it?
No.
You can say,
I can't dare you because I know you will.
Absolutely. Get somebody, we could even get a cameraman to come from the station here. Sir, can I get your opinions on the recent spat of clown murders?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You can.
I did it. I'm sorry. I did it.
I want to do a hidden camera thing. I wanted to do a hidden camera thing for years. Mark and I came in and we learned from Matt how to do the cameras and how to do the stuff and sign out things.
Yeah,
and then COVID hit.
Oh.
And it kind of just went.
Well, now you got to redo it.
I know.
And hit Mark. Can you handle the camera?
Yeah, Mark can, and then you and I can do the thing.
Oh, my God. This one is you. This one is you. I like this one, and I'm part like it, but I think it's you. The smarter someone is, the more likely they are to doubt themselves. Regardless of a person's accomplishments, awards, or accolades, a high IQ person will often feel that they're a complete fraud. Furthermore, they believe that others will find out at any moment and reveal the truth to humiliate them.
Ouch. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am the first part, but not the second part.
Oh, I...
I don't fear that I'll get humiliated. I don't fear that.
I feel that they'll say, fraud.
Oh, I don't. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I do feel, though, that the things that have happened aren't important. You know, the accolades and the things.
I took all my awards and stuff and I put them on the wall so that I could sit there and look at them.
That's a really good idea.
No, because after a while you get kind of like, who do I think I am?
Oh, okay.
So it goes along with that kind of.
Okay. I have all my stuff in a bin.
Have you ever looked at it?
No, I don't.
That would bring back good memories.
Yes, it would. Oh, yeah. But I don't think they're important. Yeah.
How can you not think they're important?
I know. I know. We've talked about this, I think. But you have to do this with somebody. You do have to have a friend that's as goofy as you, which would be you.
I mean, it's called stuff.
Yeah. It's stuff. So when you're in the supermarket, put random things in other people's carts.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully they're in another aisle when you do it.
Wait around until they go to the checkout. But see, that's the kind of thing
that's kind of cruel.
You can do if it's a hidden camera show like Candid Camera.
And the people at the counters know what you're doing.
Yeah. And you can go to them and say, hi, I'm Alan Funt. You know what I mean? And then there's...
I thought there was a resemblance.
And then you're okay because the people will laugh. But if it's just somebody, it's kind of weird. I don't think I would do the grocery cart one.
No.
Mm-mm. We'll cross that one out.
Okay.
All right.
What else you got?
I've got pretend you're a tour guide and make up facts about your city. Like, this train station was the scene of the great train robbery. You don't have to say what it was, just the great train robbery. So we were in Disney one time, my dad, my sisters, and I. And I decided to become a tour guide in the park. So I don't remember what I had in my hand, but I raised my hand up.
To your family.
To my family. And I started, I picked one of my accents, the only one I really know how to do. And said, oh, come this way, all right, come down here. And I started to do this thing about a fountain. I made up all this stuff about this fountain. And people started coming over. And I actually was walking with two people I didn't even know. Telling them stuff. Stupid things about when you can bathe in the fountain. And after...
How did you get rid of them?
Oh, we just started laughing and I let them know, I think. But that was a blast. And my dad really gets a kick out of that kind of stuff. Yep, it was so we could do that.
I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'll circle it. I even wrote Bev and Lynn.
Oh my God. Anticipating and overanalyzing problems. Just because things could go wrong doesn't mean that they will. While a high intellect allows a person to be hyper aware of potential problems and issues, it can also make them hyper vigilant. This can lead to crippling anxiety about all the bad things that may unfold in any given situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on that, but I'm doing the talking to myself saying, you can do it. It's not that bad. You can do it. You just get it done. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Nike.
And do you do it?
I've done it a couple of times, and it does work if you're strong enough.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get strong enough?
You almost have to swear at yourself.
Okay. And scold yourself.
Yep.
And yeah, and it works.
It does.
It does work. Like trying to get
and
out of bed.
Then you find out it's not really all that bad, and then you can do it again.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Okay. Make up a ridiculous backstory and stick to it no matter what. Here we go. A friend and I joined a hiking club on a walking weekend, and he pretended to be, oh dear, I can't read this.
Oh?
Yeah, this is, yeah. So I'll make up my own. So you can say that you can make up a backstory about yourself, that you were in the circus and that you were a flying trapeze person and you fell and broke your ankle. And when you broke your ankle, you decided to go to medical school and be a surgeon because you wanted to help other circus people who break bones. So you were a circus surgeon. And you would stick to the story, and then your friend would
I'm
elaborate.
Sure Mr. Potato Head came in handy.
You know, your friend would go with you. Yes, a wonderful trapeze artist. Oh, my gosh, she's got awards. She's got awards all over the country. She's trapezed artist in front of the... That didn't make sense. All right, so that's the example.
Okay.
All right.
This one I have does not apply to either one of us. So we are, in this category, we are pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Small talk is considered useless by brilliant people who would rather discuss far more interesting things. You likely don't care about discussing the weather or sports teams, but would love to hear what people think about quantum physics or what unusual undiscovered life forms may live in the Mariana Trench. That's not me. I can talk small talk for hours, and I'm sure so can Lynn.
I would leave the party. I would have to leave the party. I would not be able to do any of that. When computers first started to be popular, and it was you went to learn how to learn the basics of
like programming and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
I was once somewhere with two men who were right there talking that together. And I stood there, talk about feeling like a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even jump in anywhere to try to add to the conversation. I had to leave and find some small talkers. Yeah.
So we're both not in that category.
No. It's difficult to have a conversation like that with somebody at a party or at a dinner. It gets to be scary and boring. Do the small talk stuff. Talk about anything else.
The tablecloth is nice.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes. And then you find out her grandmother made it. And then you find out more about her grandmother. You know, and then it leads to other conversations.
Pretty soon the brain goes,
no. And let other people talk. That's always a good way to...
People love to talk about themselves.
Yes.
They really do.
Yes.
I have trouble keeping her muted.
Why? Why am I muted?
It's a joke.
Oh! Hey, sit next to an attractive person on a train and pretend to receive a call from a local newspaper that, oh, I can't read this. Oh.
You gotta
I can't believe some of these. These are, no, really, these are bad. Some of these are really bad. Here's one. Walk back down the stairs like you're wearing ski boots. How do you do that?
Clump, clump, clump.
How do you do that?
Walk. I don't know.
I don't either. We'll cross that one out, too. Walk up to someone in the street and pretend you recognize them for a from a movie that you saw and ask them for their autograph.
Aren't you that guy that was...
And if they say no, you have to insist.
Yes, you are. I know you are.
And you have to take out a pad of paper and a pen. Or a
please,
book.
Please.
And see if you can get them to sign. Hidden camera show right there.
You're crazy.
No, that's great.
You are. You are crazy.
That's a good one. We're going to do that one. You'll see us on TV someday. I wrote it right down. TV. All right.
Swearing. You may have thought that people who use profanity on a regular basis do so because they're not too bright. When in reality, the opposite is true. Studies show that people with high IQs not only curse more than their dinner counterparts, but do so much more creatively as well. And I don't fit there either.
I don't fit there, and I don't believe that.
Well,
I know.
Did Einstein swear?
I don't know. I don't know. Did he swear when he was with you? He didn't when he was with me. But I did teach him everything he knows. I don't look proudly on people who are vulgar at all.
No, I don't either.
Or think of them as intelligent or smart or conscientious.
No.
Or kind or...
So I disagree with that one.
Yeah, yeah. Not at all. Give everyone you meet a compliment on the worst thing about them. Wow. How do you
find out the worst thing?
If the person has ugly shoes, you say, I love your shoes. I couldn't do that.
Well, you know, if you do that, that person's going to say, what the heck's wrong with this person's head? Because these are holy bad shoes, and I don't like them, and I have to wear them.
I don't like that one. Because there's always something good you can see, always. And you can always say, you have beautiful eyes, or look at your eyelashes.
Or I like your hair.
I like your hair, or where'd you get your nails done? Those look great. You can always find something.
I'm afraid to ask people about their nails these days because they're too long and pointed.
I don't know how people do things.
I don't either. I don't. I swear.
Yeah.
You don't type.
Yeah. I don't get, yeah. I don't know how you do it. It's weird.
But anyway.
Anyway. Off we go.
Galapagos tortoises
can
go up to a year without water or food, true or false. And grilled cheese is the second most popular sandwich in the United States, true or false.
This is tricky because if I say the turtle and it's true, that'd be unbelievably amazing. If I say the cheese sandwich, I'm going to find out that it's the turtle, and it's going to be unbelievably amazing. I have to go with the sandwich.
You think the sandwich is the right one?
Yeah.
The one that's true.
Yeah.
Galapagos tortoises can go up to a year without water or food. They also sleep a lot, up to 16 hours a day.
That's amazing. See what I see? See what happened there?
Grilled cheese is the first most popular sandwich in the United States. Especially enjoyed with tomato soup.
Yes, it has to be. Tomato soup.
So peanut butter and jelly? I don't know what the second is.
Peanut butter and jelly. What kind of soup would you have with peanut butter and jelly?
Something I give my mother or brother or sister. You know, I would not eat it.
Oh. That's chicken noodle for me.
Chicken noodle and?
Peanut butter and jelly. And believe it or not, you dunk it. You dunk it. Yeah.
Oh.
And I think I would dunk the grilled cheese in the tomato soup as well.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. But the other, no. Okay.
Yeah. No.
All right.
So that is our show for the day. Please join us next Thursday at 8:30.
Is it 8:30 or is it 8 o'clock?
8:30.
What is it? I don't know.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes I think, I don't know, my brain kind of goes, I better go. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.